This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, May 25th. Well, we got the wheat markets just leaking lower. We're trying to find some support here. We were under a bit of pressure yesterday morning, and the markets managed to bounce a little bit. Most of that was on corn, which looks like it wants to hold here in more of a choppy type of trading range over the last week and a half. But for wheat, we're staring down the barrel of harvest, which has already begun in southern Texas. Memorial Day, of course, is the official kickoff for harvest, but we've had some very good rains late in the growing season, which has shored up yields there and actually helped improve crop conditions in the Central Plains. There's more rain on the way, and the forecast, the 6 to 10 day, calls for below normal temperatures and above normal precip across the southern and central plains. So we could see some harvest delays. At this point, it's not critical, but in the south, where harvest would be beginning, that is not really a welcome event. In the central plains, we're pretty well headed out. You could see this moisture even plump up those kernels a little bit more, even adding to yields that are already projected to be record high across Kansas. So we are looking at some pretty impressive yields coming out of the central plains, not so much the southern plains, especially Texas, where that late frost decimated much of that crop. But as you go north, it's going to get better and better, at least up until you get into Nebraska. The northern plains have had some ideal rains as well across central, north central Montana. That will go a long way to shoring up that crop. Eastern Montana, not so much, not certainly not sharing as much moisture as the central and northern part of the northern plains. But they have had some, and some light rains across North Dakota as well. So it's enough at least to kind of get things going in most of those areas. But it's certainly not enough, obviously, to finish this crop as it's just getting started. We're still in a major drought situation across the northern plains and stretching into the northern part of the Midwest, but some recent rains there too across Minnesota, Iowa, have alleviated dry conditions there. So as we sit right now, especially when it comes to corn and soybeans, there really aren't any threatening weather issues. We know the underlying story that drought has crept into the northern part of the Midwest. Subsoil conditions have improved across the northern Midwest, but they're still about half of that region short to very short. But again, as we sit now, there's certainly enough moisture to get the corn and bean crop off to a good start, and the 6 to 10 day calls for pretty decent moisture as well. So we're going to be heading into June in good condition. Planting progress is way ahead of normal, so your pollination will be well ahead of normal, avoiding much of that midsummer heat. So it's just a matter of the timely rains and what happens in that June-July time window and stretching even into August. But again, pollination will be probably a good week ahead of schedule. So that puts corn pollination complete by the end of July, soybean pollination probably too complete by the end of July. And so it's that July window now that becomes very critical as far as heat and rain and pollination of both corn and soybeans. So we had winter wheat, we had the condition reports out yesterday afternoon. Winter wheat, all winter wheat at 47% good to excellent. That's down 1 from last week. Poor to very poor was also down 1 at 18%. Texas is at 25% good to excellent. That's unchanged. 34% poor to very poor. Oklahoma, 51% good to excellent. That's down 8 on the week and 13% poor to very poor. Kansas, 55% good to excellent. That's up 1 on the week. They're sitting at 15% poor to very poor. And Montana at 52% good to excellent is up 4 on the week. They're sitting at 11% poor to very poor. We're heading out across the nation. We're 67% complete. That's 2 points behind the average. Texas, 95% headed. That's 2 points behind the average. Oklahoma, 98% headed, 1 point ahead of the average. Kansas, 84% headed, 1 point behind the average. Montana's at 2% headed. That's 1 point ahead of the average. Spring wheat plantings, 94%. That's up 9 on the week and up 9 over the average. Montana's at 87% complete, 2 points ahead of the average. North Dakota's 94% complete, 12 points ahead of the average. Spring wheat conditions nationwide, 45% good to excellent, 14% poor to very poor. Montana, 62% good to excellent, 8% poor to very poor. North Dakota, 31% good to excellent, and 19% poor to very poor. So, of course, North Dakota is the primary spring wheat grower, and this is one of the lowest numbers that in recent history, at least, to get things started for the season. Corn plantings at 90% complete. That's up 10 points on the week and 10 points ahead of the average. Soybean planting 75% done, 14 points over last week, and up 21 points over the average. So this is going to push soybean pollination way ahead of normal. And again, avoiding much of that stressful midsummer heat situation. But again, it's pretty impressive to see how fast they're getting this crop planted. Export inspections yesterday, wheat 21 million bushels. That puts us at 917 million total for the year. That's up 20 million over last year and 2% ahead of, up 2% on last year. In corn, we're at 68 million bushels exported. That brings us to 1.9 billion bushels total for the marketing year. That's up 843 million over last year. That's a 78% increase over last year. In soybean inspections, just 7. That brings us to 2.06 billion bushels on the year, up 777 million. That's 60% ahead of last year. So we knew we were way ahead. These aren't surprising numbers, but you just look at them again, and it's impressive what kind of export program that we've had for corn and beans in particular, and most of that increase going to China. Egypt bought some wheat yesterday, 240,000 tons. They took it all from Romania at a range of prices from $254 to $259 per metric ton. That's a FOB offer. That for the average of $258 FOB, $277 on CIF. That's up $27 a ton over last month where Egypt's purchase. That's an increase of about 73 cents. On the weather forecast, we're looking for the 1 to 3 day forecast, a little bit of rain across the far northern plains, north central Montana to be more specific. And then the 6 to 10 day has cool and wet across the central plains, northern plains to be warm and dry, Midwest to see some pretty decent rains over the next week or so. So, we're limping along across the northern plains, getting a little bit of rain right in front of us, and then we're headed for a stretch of not more warm and dry. The Midwest should be fine that we can see over the next couple weeks. So from here on out, I look for wheat to continue to see pressure from the harvest. I think, Texas is not going to be a barn burner for harvest, but as you move into Oklahoma, and especially Kansas, it's going to be hard to rally wheat during the harvest of Kansas, which will be a little bit late because we're heading out late. So it pushes us back a little bit, but that'll be more toward late June, early July when we're in the heart of Kansas. But still, you're going to be looking at monster yields and production well ahead of last year. The rains that we're getting right now should plump those yields up even more, just a bit. As far as corn and beans, we just don't see any threatening weather. Basis is still very strong. Cash markets haven't backed off, but the basis hasn't backed off. Cash is basically following the board to some degree. We are seeing basis pop up a little bit here, so that is supporting the board, that the cash market refuses to break as much as the futures do. But nevertheless, we are seeing the prospect of potentially monster production of corn, if indeed planted acres are more than what the March 31 prospective plantings report showed us, and you're getting the crop off to this good of a start, you could be looking at some enormous yield in production out of corn here in the United States. The problem is Brazil is not going to have that kind of story. In fact, just the opposite. So demand for old crop U.S. corn remains very strong, primarily from China, and they don't show any indication that they are backing away much. We've seen some cancellations of old crop from China, and that's moved over to new crop, but by and large, that export program is still intact. So we're looking for demand to continue strong through the summer for corn. Here in the United States, with the wheat harvest coming on, we'll see a lot of that flow directly into the feedlot, so that'll alleviate some of the demand for corn, but still the export program will continue to support the row crops through the summer. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.